It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. Beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor is just eating a popsicle. Mm-hmm. Do you ever? Well, this one was root beer flavor. Mm-hmm. It was an extraordinary kind. I just put the stick in here. But I have some other sticks, plain popsicle sticks, that I got for making things. Mm-hmm. And that's what's in here. Things that have been made with popsicle sticks. Let's take them to the kitchen, okay? All right, picture, picture. Better feed the fish first. Yep. Here you are, friends. Pretty fish. That's the way they come to the top to eat their food. They go. I want to show you these things. Some friends of mine took some popsicle sticks, just plain ones like this, made all sorts of things with them. Here are a couple that are on cardboard. See, they used yarn and everything else right on them. Look at this one. Glued them all together. Make a tower. Look at this beautiful house. Mm. And this clever, a mailbox. See that? Look here. Popsicle sticks. Just glued together. Every one of these is different. Because each person who made them was different. I want you to see this one. This is a camera. Movie camera. See? Take your picture with that. Look at this one. That's a napkin holder. Wasn't that a good idea? Here's one. It has something inside of it, hanging by a string. I watched these children make these things. Would you like to see what I remember about their making these out of popsicle sticks? Thank you.
each one's different because each person's different. I often tell you that, you know. That's why everybody's so special. You have lots of good ideas. You could make things like this. Things of your own. You know, I made some dough that we played with last week. Let's get some of that. And try... try making something with dough and sticks. It's an idea. You know, your ideas would be much different from mine. But that's what makes everybody so interesting. Sure, I learned so much from children. So much. Who can crawl under a table? Who can sit under a chair? Who can fit their feet in little shoes and sleep most anywhere? Who can play very much longer, play much harder than grown-ups ever dare? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it everywhere. Who can wake up every morning and be ready right away? Who can notice all the tiny things that other people say? Who can make the things they play with something different for every single day? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it anyway. Roll in the grass, squish in the mud, lick an ice cream cone, sing to a bass, splash in a flood, by a stepping stone, all alone. Who can put your hand in my hand and be ready to feel all safe and strong? You're a child and you can do it. Children do it all life long. Reminds me of some kind of a flying machine or a porcupine. There's somebody at the back door. Let's see who it is. Oh, it's Mr. Tro. It's our friend Bob Tro. Hi, friend Bob. How are you?
Friend.
Come in.
Good. I just thought I'd drop by.
I'm glad you did. We've been...
What's this?
Well, it's just a creation. I just thought maybe we could use some dough that we made for playing.
That looks like
fun. Here's a piece for you. And some popsicle sticks. What would you do with them?
Well, let's see. You made a porcupine. Let's see what I can come up with.
Or a flying machine.
Yeah, it could be a flying machine.
Could also be the sun.
Oh, yeah, with the rays coming down. Mm-hmm. Let's see if you can guess what this is.
Snowman?
No.
No, not a snowman.
Now, if it had a clock face on it...
Yes.
...and a pendulum down below...
Mm-hmm.
...and a striped tiger lived there.
No, that would be Daniel Striped Tiger's clock in Make-Believe.
Right. Why don't we pretend that Robert Troll... is at Daniel's clock.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Good idea. Wait, I'll get the trolley. We can make the trolley come the whole way across.
Good. All right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How would Robert Troll say, good idea?
Good idea.
Want to make believe with us? That Robert Troll and Daniel Striped Tiger are together in make believe? Let's pretend that the trolley is taking three of these sticks. See what Robert Troll and Daniel Tiger do with them, okay?
Good.
Into the neighborhood of make-believe.
He must have something for us.
Yeah? Well, what's coming in? I'll get you Robert Troll going to see him about.
Yeah, will you?
What do you get Santa Barbara, Trolley? Oh. Nice. Singing there, a bumper for us singing that Barbara, Daniel and I. Oh, good. That's it. Thanks, Trolley.
What is it?
Who gets in there for that? Trolley gave us some of that.
Sticks? Wonder what they're for.
Oh, I guess you could use them for play. You could send one of them on to play with the sticks.
Oh, play. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Tum, 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 tiddy, tum, tum, tum. Nice.
Yeah, I dropped one of my drumsticks. I'll be right back. I ain't gonna say no, Daniel.
Okay, bye. Hello.
Hello. You can send out, Bon. These are wood, Daniel.
Wooden sticks.
Yeah, you can do all kinds of things, right? Wait, see, I see what a stick man?
Yes. Yeah.
Watch, we'll put clothes on a stick man.
Okay.
You can send out Robert Troll's handkerchief. You can get that about it.
Mm-hmm.
Be back when I'm busy.
Bye. Hello.
There we go. Here's your stick. You can put it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Let me put that on again. See? You put your clothes on a stick man. Just wrap around his throat. You can send out about. Yeah, well, yes. He got his clothes on. He's a stick man with clothes on. He gets better by what wood, huh?
How do you do, stick man?
How you do, stick man? You?
Let's shake hands with
my
man.
Dude.
Okay.
Dude.
Dude. Dude. That's fun. I like that.
Yeah, that is fun. Yep. You can send one. It's just little wood sticks. And then you get that.
What's wrong with
hey,
you,
wait a minute.
Stop it. What's wrong?
Hey, what's going on?
What's wrong,
Lady? Lady, can say, what's going on here? We can send Barbara that.
Oh, don't you fellas know what I'm pretending? I'm pretending to be a doctor.
No, lady, no, you can't be a doctor. Don't you think it's some stick and poke it out on against everybody?
Well, I saw him poke the children yesterday when he was giving them the checkup.
No, we can
just
send
sort
that.
Of like
no,
this.
No, no, don't do it. Jim, don't mind it, lady. See, the doctors don't do that. See, what about the children? They say, open the mouth, and they use the stick as a See, that's so they don't get sent by the doctors can look down at children's throats, see?
Yes, that was to help the doctors see if their mouth and throats were healthy.
Sure.
The children can't hold their own tongue down when they're very, very small.
No, listen to them when they were small children.
Oh, well, I thought he was just poking the kids for fun.
No, 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 listen, the doctors never get sent down for fun. Mm-mm.
No, they just use things like that to help. Lady Elaine, why don't you pretend that you're a doctor? And Robert Troll, you could pretend you're the person who comes for a checkup.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good idea. Who will you be, Daniel? Well, I think maybe I could be the doctor's helper. All right, dear. Pretend that you're just coming for a checkup.
Okay, I'll go out and I'll come back in there, right?
Very good.
Okay, see you later,
bye. Oh, dear, here we are, waiting for someone to come for a checkup. Oh, there's someone at our door. Come in, please.
Hello.
Oh, hello, person. Have you come for a checkup?
Yes, you got a mama, I'll do it. I want a checkup.
All right, open your mouth and say aw.
Aw.
Oh, very good. All right. Now, let me look into your eyes. Mm-hmm. And now, let me look into your ears. The other one. Mm-hmm. You look just fine to me.
Oh, boy,
just don't sit close to your TV.
Oh, no, we never sit too close to the TV. That's right, doctor.
Right, and I guess you'd say, don't poke people with sticks.
No, Miss Inman, poke sticks. Just play with sticks.
Play with sticks. Oh, all right, let's do that.
Okay,
then.
Let's make another little thing about singing the sticks, see?
Fine.
I put the sticks over here. There, here. So, Daniel, see? Then we'll take the big stick, and we'll put the big stick like this here.
Right, good.
Is that a television set?
You guessed it.
There's a lot that's pretend on television, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking. Lady Elaine thought that doctors like to poke people with sticks.
No.
Just for fun.
No, they don't.
That's just for helping them, isn't it?
Right.
And something else, you know, sticks don't move themselves. If you would just put them down like that, they don't move themselves.
Takes people, hands.
To make things and to move them. Why don't we pretend that this is a television set that shows pictures, and it shows a film of sticks really moving themselves, just for fun.
Just pretend?
Uh-huh,
okay.
Sure. It's the only way. Takes people to make film like that, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. That was a fun film.
Oh, there goes your television set.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to go now, friend Fred. But I want you to know, it's been a ball.
How would you say goodbye? I'll see you soon in Robert Troll's talk.
The troll would probably say,
"Bring a sentiment, Mr. Rogers. Me gonna buy him a send out of him. See you soon, okay?"
I like the way you make that up. Everybody makes up some talk once in a while.
Well, you have to.
You know, after you learn your own language a while, and you're able to speak it pretty well, then it's fun to experiment with words. I remember a song that Robert Troll sang one time, you know, Shaddly Dum Dee Mooley.
Yeah.
Can you do it?
Shaddly Dum Dee Mooley. Doodly shum dee try dee boom boom shaddle dum dee moolly trolly boom diddly trolly shum. Shaddle mightily doodly noodly shoodly trolly boom.
You make your own words up, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You have to. Just change them as you go along.
Great.
Thanks very much, friend Fred.
Well, thanks for stopping by. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Bob. Idly dum dee moolly toodly shoodly trolly boom. So you can use this dough different times. Put it back in the refrigerator. Sometimes it gets crumbly. Yep. There. Take these back to the people who made them. There, trolley. Bye, fish. See you tomorrow. You know, I was just thinking. I like the things that you think up to do and to make. Because it's you I like, not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys. They're just beside you, but it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. Yeah, could you sing that with me? Could you? You know, just start to learn it. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. You see, it's really yourself inside that I'm talking about. It's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you, but it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. It is. That's why I come back here every day, to be with you. Sure. You know when we'll be together again, don't you? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two. One, two. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.